The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove Hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership like I did, or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And you heard there before the show started, you heard a couple of our sponsors' commercials, which is great. I want to say a word about our sponsors. Tom Slavin, Upper Bay Gun Club. Talked to Tom yesterday. Sunflowers are in finally after all the rain, and the dove hunts are shaping up great. Let's hope. We've got five different farms that are going to be available there for dove hunters. And as you know, or if you don't know, I'll remind you again, on September 17th, that's a Saturday, you folks are invited to join us in a dove hunt on Upper Bay Gun Club at several of their properties, sponsored by the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And you can see this on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. We're limiting it to the first 50 people that show up. The dove hunt is not out of the line as far as its price for a regular dove hunt, $150 per person. Upper Bay Gun Club is donating the properties. We're going to have a pig picking and lunch there, and a good time, and we'll be making sure that folks have a great time dove hunting on that September 17th date. So we hope you can join us. Go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition website and sign up. You can sign up right there online with PayPal, and you'll be good to go. You'll also see on the website the Hunting Coalition has an ongoing fundraiser. We're giving away a Kubota UTV RTV, excuse me, an RTV four-wheel drive. This is a really nicely equipped RTV. The tickets are on sale, too. We're giving that away the same day, depending on whether we sell the enough tickets or not, and I hope we do. We only have 1,500 tickets on that, so we hope that you'll take a look at that and be able to support the coalition. Now, we also heard a spot there from the folks at Linex, Bay Linex. I purchased a new truck a couple weeks ago. I got another F-150, real pretty one. The color is a kind of a metallic brown. They call it Caribou. And I'm really liking it. It's a full crew cab and a lot of room in the back to haul, you know, back behind the driver's seat where you can haul a lot of stuff, and I can haul my dog Maisie around back and forth, that type of thing. But the folks at Bay Linex installed Linex bed liner for me. They put a lid on it like I always use to cover up the magazines and so forth. I got a folding lid this time, though. I didn't get a solid lid. I wanted to try this folding lid, and I ran it through the car wash last night. And guess what? The lid didn't leak, so I was very tickled with that. When you're hauling, you know, newsprint magazines, you don't want any leaks, and so that worked out very well. We're working with the dealership to see if they might want to sponsor the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We'll see how that goes, but you know, I can't say enough about the sponsors. W&W Tire and Auto Service. Before I sold my truck, I needed brakes, so I had W&W install brakes, do the inspection for the transfer of the truck to the new owner. And, you know, when I tell you about these guys and about the services and about the things that they do, it's because I use those services. You know, I use those services. Battery Warehouse, Clyde Sports Shop, Papa John's Farm. You know, they're all there. And I just want to let you know that the sponsors on this show deserve your support as well, because not because they're sponsors, but because I use their services too. So, all right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You're running the show this hour. You're running the show. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about. I threw out some subjects last time, and hopefully you'll be able to follow up on some of that, or you can certainly give us a call and talk about anything you want to talk about. Are you fishing? How's the fishing been? We've heard that the spring rockfish season was a great success, and now we're into the summer season with the 20-inch size limit, two fish, and plenty of fish out there. So I'd like to hear from you about that. What about the perch? Are the white perch doing what they're supposed to be doing? Catfish. Tell me about catfish. Tell me about bass fishing. Bass should be spawning right now. The largemouth should be spawning. Smallmouth spawn is over. We're hearing at Deep Creek, talk to those folks, that the bluegills are on the beds, and that if you take a fly rod, you're going to catch a ton of bluegills up there, along with some nice bass and everything else. So I'm definitely looking forward to this coming week on Deep Creek Lake. Let's talk to Don in Stony Beach. Good morning, Don. How are you, Captain?
Hey, pretty good, Alan. Glad to hear you back. As a matter of fact, last week I woke up early in my vacation spot in St. Croix, and I went online, and there was a pre-recorded show. I wanted to give you a fishing update from St. Croix.
Oh, man, I'm sorry about that.
Well, I did a little bit of fishing, but I did it from the shoreline. I didn't go out on those charter boats, but I hooked into several tarpon.
Oh, did you really?
I did. One location from the shoreline was actually into a deep water channel.
Ooh.
That some of the old oils used to use. You know, they closed down the refinery down there. But anyway, yeah, it broke the line, broke the rod, and a lot of the locals down there use spools of
yes.
line. They don't have fishing lines.
Right.
It was a maze.
Hand over hand.
Yeah, and they also use those cast nets. I sent you an email, and I was amazed at how good these guys are using these cast nets.
Yep.
And they use them for not only for bait, but they use them for dinner.
Yeah, there's an art to that.
It is, and it's amazing to watch them.
Mm-hmm. Gather the net, fold it up over their shoulder, and swing it, and whew, out it goes. And it forms that circle, and they pull that rope and pull that bag shut. It's pretty cool. And you can buy those, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. You can buy those locally.
Well, I did, and guess where I bought it? I think it was down in Mr. Fishbone's.
Oh, good. Good for you.
I did. When I got back, I had to get one. So,
have you learned to throw it yet?
No, I haven't. I'm going to try that today.
Good for you. Get out there and try that. That's going to be great.
I understand that there's a regulation. If you're using that from the boat, you can't use a rod and reel. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't. I don't know that regulation, but that's something to take a look at. So
yeah, I'm going to check on that before I get in trouble.
That's always good. That's always good. Yeah.
So I got back and went back out to my fishing spot off of the Brandon Shores channel, and it's been pretty good. The perch and catfish. Actually, I caught my first blue catfish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I put him side by side with some other catfish, the channel catfish, and
right.
He stands out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, the rounded tail and the pale color and all that, I guess.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, and I also want to acknowledge the fact that you took the time to acknowledge our heroes who went off to serve the country, and my mother and father both served in World War II,
mm-hmm.
and my brother served in Vietnam.
Wow.
So, I am, by the way, in favor of posting the regulations in Spanish.
Okay.
I am. I am in favor of that. There's a lot of reasons people come up with to say that we shouldn't, the assimilation and all that, but no, I think it's a good thing. And so, some people think in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And the more and more that we have Hispanic citizens and immigrants and all that in the country, and the numbers are rising, you cannot deny that.
Mm-hmm.
Sections of Baltimore City, for instance, that used to be like Polish and Italian, are now Hispanic. And
right.
Signs are in Spanish and everything else. And, and to sum it all up, I have a firefighter friend, Eduardo, and I was visiting with him down in Mexico, and his wife was giving birth to twins.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down to watch the event, and the first young man came out, and Eduardo was so excited, he says, "I'm going to name him Jose." I said, "My firefighter friend, Jose." That's
easy. Take it easy. Take it easy. You got Pepe laughing in there because we already know the answer. But go ahead. Pepe, is this okay to tell this joke? You good with it? All right, good.
I hope I'm not offending anyone.
No, but go ahead. All right, so your friend...
It's kind of like, you know, why did everybody think that the three wise men were firefighters?
Of course, because they came from afar.
Right.
I got it. Yeah.
Well, when Eduardo saw the second baby, a boy, he says, "Oh, my gosh." I said, "Well, what are you going to name him, Eduardo?" He says, "Jose."
All right. Okay. Thank you, Don.
A wonderful holiday weekend.
You do the same, brother. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Is what it is. All right. 410 WCBM 680. Please, no more Hispanic jokes, right? You were a little bit offended by it? You're good for now? Okay, good. All right, good. All right. Well, Pepe, you know, no offense here, brother. We're just having fun. Okay? All right. Very good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we hope that you can join us. But right now it's time for me to tell you about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. If you need it for fishing or crabbing, they've got it. Live bait for crabbing, chicken necks and things like that for crabbing, live bait for fishing, rod and reel repair. They'll wind new line on your spools. If you take them in there, they'll be more than glad to put fresh line on there for you. You can get your reels lubed, and if you're missing any parts, you know, get the sand cleaned out of them. They'll be more than glad to do that and put fresh lube in there for you. I've had that done a few times. And you know, while I'm talking about services, let's go to the other side. Let's go to the hunting side. It is time to get those guns serviced that you need serviced. And they have a complete line of gunsmithing. They can, you know, mount scopes and bore sight your gun. I've had them clean my guns. You know, I have an 1187 that gets gunked up from a lot of waterfowl hunting. And, you know, I've hunted in salt water and bay and the freshwater ponds and drop it in the mud and hunt in the rain. And, you know, you do your best to clean them up when you get home. But every now and then, like every other year, I take them in and have them get cleaned up and get new O-rings installed and all that. So they've got the complete gunsmithing services, and they're more than glad to take care of that for you. So check all that out at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9 there in Lansdowne. 410-242-6108, 242-6108. And don't forget that 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474-247-FISH. There you go. All right, Clyde Sports Shop. And we'll be right back after these commercial messages. Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove Hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership like I did, or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hi, this is Dave Serio. Every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 a.m., the show is called You Ought to Know. Expert information on the repair of vehicles, flea market, and your phone calls. The most powerful names in talk, You Ought to Know. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
crab cakes and rockfish too. We thank the Lord and said the blessing, but what we forgot to do was to thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, hooked the fish, and cut the bait. The man that works our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his folks, the way he makes his living. I'm talking about the man. Talking about the water man. I'm talking about the man trying to line the crabs, tawning oysters and working the fish. Talking about the man who makes his living on the water every day. I'm talking about the man. Talking about the water man. 3 a.m. we'll find him in his boat and on his way. Fishing nets, beating lines, overworking on the grid. Talking about the man. Talking about the water man. I'm talking about the man. Talking about the water man.
All right, talking about the water man out there. Making a living, that's for sure. Providing all those good crabs for us to eat. Crabs are in short supply again this holiday weekend, as you may hear. They're going to be expensive. Supply and demand exceeds supply, basic economics. And that's simply a factor of the full moon. Now, we did hear from some watermen who were doing well on the Chesapeake Bay. Had a few peeler crabs showing up as of late last week, but they're going to be increasing in number, and as those peelers increase, of course, that's getting ready for those crabs to shed. So we'll have a major slough, a major shed going on, and you know, those crabs may not bite. They may be getting ready for that. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. You're going to hear it from your local crab market. The crabs are hard to find. Talk to a number of wholesalers, and they're saying the same thing. Crabs are still coming in from Louisiana and other markets here into Maryland. So just, you know, just be informed if you're headed out there this week to or this weekend and want to get some crabs. They may cost you a little bit more. They may not be as big as you like. But, you know, depending on how your guy buys and who your supplier is, you may be 1,000% satisfied. So it's out there. It's a market of a living creature that varies in size from, you know, barely legal to you know, maximum potential. And they're all sizes and all shapes and all different ways to market those products. And, you know, just to be informed and be aware, maybe it'll help you in your buying decision. I don't know. You tell me. 410 WCBM 680. I said, you're running the show. We think that, you know, we know that it's a holiday weekend. A lot of folks are out of town, but we welcome your phone call at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I don't see any special regulations, Dawn, on cast nets or not to exceed 10 feet in length. I don't see any notation there where you can't have a rod and reel on board. Google Maryland cast net laws. And you're going to see a number of things pop up, and you can check that all out. That's for sure. So let's see where I'm at here. Okay, get back to my email. You're welcome to send me an email on anything you'd like to send me an email about. It's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. For those of you who don't know, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I did get a list of guides from up in the Deep Creek, Western Maryland area. For those of you who have any interest in that type of thing, Alan Klotz was our guest a couple of weeks ago, and I talked to Alan yesterday. Unfortunately, he's going to be out of town when he's going to be in Chincoteague when I'm at Deep Creek. But we had a good conversation. He's given me a list of folks to contact. If you'd like to have those, that list, simply drop me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I'll be more than glad to send that whole thing to you. There's fly fishermen, there's drift, you know, guys that drift for trout and bass on the rivers and that type of thing. So, There you go. All right, let's talk to Rudy on Kent Island. Good morning, Rudy. How are you?
I'm doing great, Alan. How are you doing?
Good. I did not take your name in vain on next week's show.
Uh-oh.
But I did I did tell Eric, who's going to be our guest, when we pre-recorded the show for next week, I told him that I have yet to receive an email phishing report from a popular Ocean City charter boat captain.
Really?
So, nope, never. Never did. So,
okay. I'm sorry. I'll try to get it on.
I don't know if the guy didn't want to talk to me or what.
No, but that's sure he does. I said to him that he would be a great guest on your show and a whole new, you know, venue and audience for his you know, reef projects, but
nothing. Nothing. That's okay. So what's up, buddy?
Well, I was calling about two things, actually, maybe even three.
Okay.
But the one thing of the cast nets.
Yeah.
The one gentleman had questions. I think the restriction he's concerned about is that if you use a cast net to catch, like, white perch for live lining,
ah,
it has to be a minimum of 8 inches because there's no size restriction on white perch if they're caught by hook and line.
Hook and line, okay.
Exactly. But if he uses a cast net to catch one, it's got to be a minimum of 8 inches, which is probably a little too large for live lining.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
And other thing is a fishing report.
Yes, sir.
You know I work on a charter boat whose name will be mentioned. I understand your policy about free advertising.
Yeah, got it.
But I had three charters this last week, and we trolled 2 days, chummed one. Personally, I think the 20-inch size limit was unwarranted. But anyway, we caught, trolling one day, we caught 26 fish to keep 12.
Okay.
And then one day we caught 17 to keep 6. Again, trolling, most fish are shallow hooks, so I think the survival rate is high.
Right.
We did chum one day and caught 35 fish to keep 6.
Wow.
Yeah. And again, fortunately, that particular day, they were not super aggressive. We only had one deep hooked fish. So
right.
The survival was pretty high.
Right. Good. Good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah. And yesterday, I fished with Jim Uphoff, who's been a guest on your show before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He fished up at Unicorn Pond, a state owned pond.
Sure.
Caught largemouth, caught chain pickerel,
nice.
Yellow perch, pumpkin seeds, bluegills, and golden shiners.
Nice.
So
nice.
We didn't keep anything. We had gone out there with coolers with the intention of keeping a few fish and thought, I just don't feel like cleaning fish when I go home. So it was strictly catch and release.
Good. Good for you. You know, golden shiners, people underrate them. But a little piece of nightcrawler and light line, golden shiner can give you a little bit of a tussle.
Yes, they can. I agree.
Yeah, a little bit of a tussle. And these are the shiners that have probably been released from, you know, bait buckets and things like that and have grown up into maturity. And, I mean, some of these shiners are 13, 14 inches.
We caught nothing anywhere near that big, but you're right. They put up a good scrap.
Yeah, they could. And they don't get that golden hue till they actually get that larger size. You know, most of the time you look at them and you go, what is that?
Yep.
But that's very cool. Unicorn Lake is doing well, as is, according to Alan Klotz, Deep Creek is on fire, too.
Great.
Companion, compadre, Don Cosden was up and fishing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was fishing and fishing the fly rod and fishing the bluegill nest or the fly rod and doing really well on those big fat bluegills up there. So
yeah, what a great success story Don is.
Indeed.
Started off as a technician with Straight Bass, and he's just such an incredibly talented and smart person.
Yep.
What a great success story.
Indeed, indeed. So does your guy take drum parties, Rudy?
Not since I've been fishing with him. I've been with him 14 years,
mm-hmm.
and when I was still working, I'd go one day a week, but now that I'm retired, I go 2 to 3 days. But
right.
No, he's, to my knowledge, he's never targeted. He loves flounder when they're available, and he's very good at that.
In the bay?
Yes. But he's never, to my knowledge, targeted drum.
Let me know when the flounder start coming in. I would love to take that trip with him.
Okay. Again,
yep.
A lot depends upon salinity, as you're well aware.
Sure.
This year with all the runoff, it's probably
going to be late.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I would like to catch a black drum this year.
Okay.
I would like to catch a black drum. And, you know, if not this year, next year. But I really would like to go with somebody that targets drum. And I know guys from on the Western Shore will travel over there, but you know, there's got to be somebody on the Eastern Shore that fishes on the Stone Rock for those drum.
Yeah, there's guys out of Tillman that
right.
target them when they're available, but
right.
I haven't heard a good positive drum report in quite some time.
Right. Well, I know the population has declined over the past few years, but We went through
kind of on the edge, so you know we're going to see the decline more significantly than people a little farther south.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean we went through Cape Charles on the way to Myrtle Beach last week and saw the sign down there, the Black Drum Capital of the World, you know, that type of thing. But that place looks like it's in decline as well. I don't
really
know if it's coming. Well, it all depends. I mean, if you're going to the campground, that's one thing. If you're in town, that's probably something else. So anyway, all right, brother. Well, Rudy, I appreciate that. Stay in touch and look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, I'll get to work on the captain at Ocean City.
You. Good man. All right, buddy.
Okay.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. All right. Frank in Westminster. Good morning. How are you, Frank?
I am loving life. And yourself?
I'm living the dream. How can I help you?
Well, I just came back from Emerald Isle last night.
Yeah.
I'm fishing down there. I caught a couple of croakers out in the sound, just drifting with the in a kayak. But that place is just beautiful for fishing.
Sure.
Codorus State Park, Marburg Lake.
Yes, sir.
Hanover.
Mm-hmm.
I was fishing there the other day, and there was a...
That's Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Are you allowed to talk about Pennsylvania?
Sure, absolutely. Why not?
there was a fish that was real close to the shore. They were probably... 15 inches long, 15, 18 inches long. A dark, not quite black, but a real dark brown.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't biting anything. They were just back and forth across the, real close to the shore.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like not fighting with one another, but just.
Well, they were spawning.
But what were they? The large, real, pronounced fork. Tail.
Pronounced forked.
I couldn't identify them.
Dark brown, 15 feet of water, 15 feet from the shore, spawning, pronounced forked tail. You couldn't identify them.
No, they were right on the shore. I mean, their fins were out of the water.
And they weren't bass. You said you couldn't identify them.
Oh, no. I recognize.
Steeply forked tail in Codorus. I'm trying to think what's up there.
I was thinking maybe immature carp, but they didn't have that big head.
Immature carp won't necessarily have that big head, but it's possible. You said how long were they?
They were at least 15 inches long.
Yeah, because carp are spawning right now, and you know there's not much that's going to be 15 inches up there. But man, I don't know. I mean, I just don't.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'd have to see it, but
excuse me.
That's okay, but I'm not sure what's in Codorus that would meet that criteria. I mean, there's walleye in Codorus. There's, you know, there's all kinds of panfish up there. These were long fish. These weren't a crappy or bluegill shaped fish.
No.
And right on the shoreline.
Right on the, yeah, I mean, you could spit on them.
Were they walleye?
No
walleye.
I've caught walleye before.
Mm. I mean, were they golden shiners? I mean, they have a forked tail.
They were just a real, real dark brown.
Dark brown. You got me, buddy.
Quite black.
You got me, Frank.
All right.
Don't know.
Anyway, I have been, I do a lot of fishing because I'm self-employed and I schedule my days where I can, if I'm out in Frederick, I fish Monocacy. If I'm...
Sure.
In Hagerstown, I'll go down to the Potomac, but I fish a lot of farm ponds and stuff, and I finally got a hold of one of those big crappies that I was talking about, I asked you about last year. I finally got one of them on a white grub.
How big was it?
It was almost 13 inches.
That's a nice crappie. Yep.
Yeah, I had to bring it home and fry it up.
White crappie or black crappie?
Black crappie.
Good. Good. Congratulations. Yeah.
Yeah, I usually release everything, but...
you get a nice crappie like that, it gets a little, why am I throwing this fish back? As good as they taste. So, very good.
And fishing the Monocacy, I caught a real nice, almost, what was it? It was over 2-pound brown trout.
Nice.
Monocacy.
Nice.
I was real excited about that. And then every time I went back, all I caught was a big creek chub. Spinnerbait.
A creek chub on a spinnerbait.
Yeah, they were like 10, 12 inches long.
That's a big creek chub. Now, look, when I was a kid in the Juniata River, we used to catch those big chubs, okay? And they had these nodules on their head. We called them horny. They called them horny chubs. Is that what you're talking about?
I always call them stony heads.
Stony heads, yeah, horny chubs, whatever. I mean, a whole different connotation when you're older. But yeah, but those things were kind of fun to catch. You'd be fishing for smallmouth bass, and you get a bite, and you'd set the hook, and you have this little fight, and you reel it in, and it was a horny chub, and you go, horny chub, and then throw the thing back. But yeah, they're kind of an unusual fish, you know, and I didn't know if that's what you were catching or not.
That's not what was in Lake Warmberg.
Are you sure they weren't fall fish?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Are you sure they weren't fall fish?
I thought fall fish were more shiny silver.
No, they are. Yeah, chub's more of a brownish-pink color.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Oh, the ones in Monocacy.
Yeah.
Don't the fall fish look more like a shad?
A little bit, yeah, more like a hickory shad. They don't have the same mouth, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, these were round and...
Yeah, they were chubs. They're chubs. All right. Well, Frank...
Right, you have a good day.
You too, buddy. Thanks. Have a good weekend. Right. Bye-bye. There we go. It's interesting. Interesting to have these conversations about the varieties of fish that are out there in our waterways, that's for sure. So, all right. You want to take the last break right now? You want to do that? Let me talk about Clyde Sports Shop again. I want to talk about the fact that Clyde Sports Shop is one of the top Browning dealers in the state. Browning Firearms. If you need a Browning handgun for personal home protection, if you need a Browning shotgun for waterfowl, upland hunting, that Clyde's has the full selection of both. The shotguns include the BPS, the Browning pump shotgun, available in all gauges, 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and even 10 gauge. And it comes in camo, and it comes in all synthetic and whatever, you know, whatever you like the looks of, that's what you can get from Clyde Sports Shop and a pump shotgun. What makes the BPS unique is the fact that it has bottom ejection. Now, if you want to step up to waterfowl, you got a lot of choices there. My favorite would be the A5. It's a fastest cycling, least recoil. It has 100,000 rounder, 5-year guarantee. Again, comes in field models, comes in camo, and it comes in that beautiful blue steel walnut too. If you like that, that's the A5. And then, of course, you got the high powered rifles. You got the what's their rifle called? I don't have anything in front of me. I'm just trying to recall it from memory. Anyway, if you need a high powered rifle from Browning, they've got it. The X Bolt. That's the one I'm trying to think of. The bolt action rifle. I've got the old style A Bolt, and that sucker is as accurate now as the day it was born. And I love it. I took my bear with my A-Bolt, but you can step up to the X-Bolt in all standard Magnum calibers, even short mags and ultra mags and all that. So check out the full line of Browning firearms from Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Everything you need for fishing, crabbing, hunting, home defense, and outdoors, they've got it. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. The website is Clyde's Sports, two S's in the middle. They're open 7 days a week. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Hey, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore has a rich tradition for dove and waterfowl, deer and turkey hunting, and now you can hunt over a dozen Upper Shore farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership, like I did, and hunt all season long, or call about guided day hunts
with Upper Bay Gun Club or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Give Tom a call at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Sean Casey, Frank Luber.
Hi, this is Tom Mark.
Rush Limbaugh.
The Sean Hannity Show.
The Mark Levin Show.
The Savage Nation is on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
I went fishing one day, and I put my hook out in the water, and something got a hold to it, and it tried to get loose. When I pulled it up, it was a big fish on the hook. He was a twisting and a turning, trying to get loose, but the hook had him down, and it couldn't get loose. And I said, I wish the Lord would hook me one day like this hook fish. He hooked his feeling in me. And one Friday evening, he came into my soul, and he hooked me with his spirit. And ever since that day, a song come into my mind. I said it like a Jeremiah say, there's a fire now that's burning, and it set up in my bones, and I couldn't hold my pee. And I told my mother.
Oh, that's a great song by Hank Jr., that's for sure. Let's talk to Chuck in Hampstead, and then we'll talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning there, Chuck. How are you? Hello? Is this Chuck or is this Fran?
This is Fran.
Oh, Fran, you want to talk about Chuck. I'm confused. I'm confused. Pepe said his name is Chuck.
No, this guy and I having a little bit of food.
All right, we got it. What's up?
First of all, he asked me, anyway, I wanted to say I hope you enjoyed your vacation.
I did.
We missed you just knowing you weren't in town.
Well,
you know
thank
what I mean?
You.
Now, if you haven't had a vacation in a long time,
nope.
It's been my experience. It takes you 3 or 4 days just to relax and not keep thinking about back home.
About a day and a half, yeah.
But, and then I wanted to say to Chuck, I haven't heard from him. Now, next week, a guest. The following week is pre-recorded. So that'll
No. Next week is pre-recorded.
Oh.
Next week is pre-recorded. And two great guests, as a matter of fact. You're calling Chuck out. Okay.
Well, no, what I'm saying is I just want to know, is he okay?
Yeah.
You know,
as far as I know, I mean, I got to...
I haven't heard him call the show in 3 weeks.
Well, he's been turkey hunting. It's turkey season.
Oh, for goodness sake. Anyway, I wanted to also give a message. He don't have no way of calling from where he is no more, like he used to.
What do you mean?
Well, he used to call the show, and even when he
was... he's fine. He'll probably call now that you called him out.
Okay.
Chuck is fine.
Okay.
See an email from him every now and then. He wanted me to do something on LinkedIn the other day. I think add him to my LinkedIn contacts or whatever.
Okay.
So it's all good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I wanted to say to him also, you know, I'm still writing songs and all.
Yeah.
But I do have a song I wrote about him because he has been a good friend to me. When I come into, I know you say don't say your world, but when I come down there, I can always count on Chuck. He looks out for me.
He's
I can
a good man.
Anything.
Yep.
But I can't get the tune yet, but I got all the words. So I just want him to know. I didn't forget him. I got a song for him, too. So that's it. I just wanted to be sure he was okay.
He's good.
Okay. Well, that's good then. All right.
Well, friend, I appreciate the call, and I'm sure he heard you, and he'll be in touch.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye. There we go. Let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you? Hello, Lee.
Alan.
Yes, sir.
Alan. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. You?
Good. I'm doing good. Just a little update on the fishing up in the Susquehanna.
Okay, good. Let's hear it.
Yeah, we've had a really successful slot limit fishery where the fish have to be 20 to 26 inches. We have to catch a lot of fish in the 30 to 36 inch, but everybody's managing to catch their one fish within that slot. And come June 1st, I think most of the anglers, rock fishermen know that, and women, that we go to two fish, and we're going to have a strong fishery this year. There's a lot of fish in the Susquehanna and the Upper Bay. It's pleasant to see most of the fish are clean. I'm not seeing any signs of sores or any problems there. And
You're talking about mycobacteriosis. Yeah, that usually occurs when the water gets a little warmer and that type of thing. But if you have a flowing current, you're not in too much danger of that because there's plenty of oxygen in the water and that type of thing, and it keeps those fish clean. That's good.
Yeah, pretty fish. I caught a couple tag fish this year.
Really?
Yeah, I got one 32 inches. Obviously, I couldn't keep it. I had to remove the tag. One of them was from Jersey, and another one from Connecticut.
Wow. That's cool.
So I got me two hats.
I guess you did. One from Jersey, one from Connecticut.
Yeah. But it's really nice. We're seeing a strong year class of, from past years, lots of numbers of fish, and plenty of white perch. The white perch sustain, and that will prolong our bite up here in the Susquehanna.
No question. Yeah,
up there.
As long as they got the food.
Touch base, let you know that we got the Upper Bay looks good, and I'm looking forward to a successful summer fishery.
You and I both. I hope to get up there. Now you're primarily a boat angler, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got a 18-foot boat with a outboard jet.
Right.
I'm able to access the river and go up into all those rocks where most people feel it's forbidden, but it's quite a fishery because it's really untapped.
Untapped fishery when you get one of those jet motors. I know that those became popular, man, back in the 80s up in western Maryland for the guys that were fishing the the Potomac up there. And I've fished out of those boats. They're pretty cool. You know, they're very cool.
Yeah, you got to know how to navigate, and you got to show respect to the river, but it's really an unutilized fishery.
Right.
And, it's got every kind of fish you can. We had 9 different species the other day on just a fun trip.
On the Susquehanna?
We had 9 different. We had hickory shad, white shad, herring, perch, smallmouth bass, blue cat, channel cat, rock bass. There's a couple other
species. Yeah,
multiple species. It's really fun to actually go out and target and try to catch those multiple species.
Oh, I love river fishing because there are so many opportunities, and it doesn't matter what bites, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not a fish snob. You know, I mean, I'll reel in a catfish just as quick as I'll reel in a creek chub like that guy was talking about earlier. You know, I love it. So.
Yeah. So we're going to have a good season.
Good.
I hope to see a lot of anglers up there.
Good deal. All right, Lee, appreciate the call.
Okay. Have a good one, Al.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Happy holidays. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Well, I think we have time for one more caller. What happened there? Oh, the other, that was for the other show. We ain't on yet. Alan Summers, you don't have to respond. Alan Summers is not on yet. He will be on here shortly in about 10 minutes. Alan will be coming up. And this is the other Alan. The original Alan is Alan Ellis. That's me. Alan Summers is the garden club that will be coming up next. He'll be here with his garden club that will, you know, help you keep your garden from being stolen with the garden club. And he'll be up next. So we're at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We have time for a very brief call. If you'd like to call in, Pepe will take your call, and we will be putting you on the air, maybe, if we have time. If not, Chuck, in case you're listening, you've been called out by Fran. She wonders where you've been, and we just want to let you know that there was a record turkey harvest this year. I didn't see your name on the list, Chuck. I don't know if you got one or not, but the Department of Natural Resources announced that the turkey hunters reported harvesting a total of 3,874 wild turkeys during the 2016 regular spring and junior hunt turkey seasons, despite all the rain. This year's harvest is 3% higher than in 2015 that had 3,767, so we've killed 107 more turkeys this year, and well above the 10-year average of 3,131. And growing turkey populations, excellent weather during the first week, and more Sunday hunting opportunities, according to Wildlife and Heritage Service Director Paul Pedito. Garrett County, again, highest, 387. Washington with 355. Frederick, 299. Dorchester, 274. Charles County, 265. Hunters in nine counties were able to hunt on Sundays this year, which led to a harvest of 251 turkeys. The youth hunters kicked off the spring turkey season with junior turkey hunt on April 16th statewide and April 17th in select counties. They took advantage of the pleasant weather, and the youngsters harvested 193 wild turkeys. So wild turkey populations are at all-time highs in some areas, with record numbers reported in many counties. Additionally, local weather during the first week of the season likely increased hunter participation and helped them locate and call cooperative gobblers. Nearly 50% of the total harvest typically occurs during the first week. So congratulations to all the turkey hunters out there, except Chuck. I know his landowner shot a nice bird, so glad to hear that. I was driving across Caroline County the other day, a couple days ago, and was watching a couple of eagles. I believe they were golden eagles. I believe. It was a pair of eagles, and, I mean, they were just beautiful underneath. And the sun was shining through the wings. I'm pretty sure they were golden eagles, but I can't say for sure. And then got a little farther up the road, and I saw this Jake turkey running alongside the road. And I'm like, what is he doing? He's coming across the field diagonally towards the road, and I thought, I'm going to have to speed up or he's going to come right out here in front of me. And I sped up a little bit and I could see his mouth open. He was calling, he was gobbling and running at the same time. And I got past him, looked in the rearview mirror, and boom, right across the road he went. So there must have been a hen on the other side or something that he wanted. But it was pretty cool to watch that. Pretty good sized Jake, too, about a 2-inch beard. So anyway, lots of activity out there. I always like looking at the wildlife when I'm driving. Can't wait to go fishing this weekend. Got a nice invitation to fish